Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. I am grateful and thankful on this Tuesday evening to have with me as my special guest some very anointed, beautiful souls. Yes. I am speaking of those wonderful players and the assistant coach of the women's basketball team of Bluefield College, where I work as an admissions counselor and serve as character coach for the men and women's team. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me on this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I have with me, the assistant coach, Shelby Key. Shelby, say hello.
Hello.
Hola. Hello. No, that's not the voice you said you were going to use, Shelby. Come on. Shelby Key.
Hello.
Okay, This is Shelby.
Like,
she is a phenomenal young woman that I've gotten to know over the last year or so. And she has a wonderful relationship with the players, and I'm grateful to be a part of her life and to have her a part of the team. I have with me on the air tonight some of our seniors. Hannah, you want to tell people hello?
Hey, guys, this is Hannah.
Tell them a little bit about yourself, Hannah.
I am a fifth-year senior here at Bluefield. I'm originally from Princeton, West Virginia. My major is sports medicine, and I play point guard for Bluefield College.
BG Nation.
We also have senior Adrian Glibbett, AG. AG, tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Hey, guys, it's AG. I'm a four-year senior here studying exercise science with a minor in psychology and hopes to be a sports psychologist someday. Yeah, I mean, I'm just all just awesome person, honestly. Not much I can really say about
that. We have another senior with us, Kiara. Key is who we call her. Key, tell people a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually a junior, but I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I major in exercise science to be a physical therapist. I play the forward for us, and I'm originally from Texas, and I'm just a sweetheart, so yeah.
You are, and you know, why did I think you were a senior? I'm glad you're a junior, though. That's good news. We've got little feisty in the room, Danae Cox. Danae, she is so sweet. Danae, tell the people about yourself.
I am a fourth-year junior. I'm a double major, business and graphic communications. I'm actually a sweetheart as well. You know, probably the nicest person you'd ever meet. Very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a shooting guard for Bluefield College.
Yay, sweetheart.
Oh, and I'm from Richmond.
You are.
I'm from Richmond. Sorry.
Go Richmond.
Well, stand up. DC in the house.
Yay. These young ladies are phenomenal in their own right as individuals, and each one of them is a sweetheart. That is true. But collectively, they are a hardworking women's basketball team. And having played sports myself way back in the day and then also coached Little League girls was important for me as a coach for Little League to show the young ladies at that age positive role models in sports. And sometimes there's a stigmatism. I mean, I'm grateful that we have Women's Basketball League, you know, and we see some great things. But on a local level, how challenging, or do you find it challenging at times being a woman but also being an athlete? Because a lot of people say, well, if you're a women athlete, you lose your femininity. You lose a part of who you are, and life changes. Do you all face, or have you faced, that type of stigmatism, and do you find it hard maintaining who you are as a woman but also being an athlete? And it can come from whoever you desire to go first.
This is Danae again. I just want to say, in high school, people used to always stereotype us like we're tomboys, you know, don't go after a basketball player, they're not going to give you a chance, they're manly, they like girls. You know, basically every stereotype in the book, we got it. And being an athlete as a woman, we're really not taken seriously. When it comes to basketball, a lot of men say WNBA isn't anything, you know, women's athletes aren't anything. It's not entertaining. And, it's kind of hurtful at times, but we get over it. It's fun for us. It's a job for many people. And I don't think it's that serious, honestly. It's just something that we have to deal with.
Okay. Who else has a thought?
This is Hannah again. I completely agree with Danae. You know, there are those stigmatisms, and a lot of people do say, you know, women's basketball is boring, that they don't want to watch or things like that. And I personally take it as fuel, and it is hard, but at the same time, that's not the reason that we're playing. We're playing because we love the sport. So it is hard, and there is stigmatism, but I'm just glad that we don't play for those reasons.
Well, let me pose this question for the next one that comes online. Because that exists, and because people don't take you serious, quote unquote, does it cause you to go at it even harder? I mean, not that you have to prove yourself, but do you find yourself pushing harder than your male counterparts to prove to them, I am a legitimate athlete, I'm a legitimate ball player, I just happen to be a woman with boobs and a vagina?
This
do you
is
go
AG.
Harder?
This is AG speaking. I believe that we all do, because it's something that we face on a daily. Like, many times guys will say, you know, good game, this, that, and the third. But on the same token, they'll say, well, you know, if I was out there, I would have did this, I would have did that. But at the end of the day, you're not out there. We are. Like, this is our opportunity to be afforded. And I feel like in life, not just in basketball sense, we as women wake up every day with a double standard attached to us. So every day we have to fight hard. It's an everyday life thing, not just on the court. But I do think it definitely makes us go harder.
And I don't think that they realize how tough we are until they're stuck on the court with us and they catch an elbow or we get a bucket on them.
Get hit with a screen.
Yeah, it's a completely different ball game.
Yeah. Or you steal the ball from them, then they upset. Or you foul them too hard and it's, you fouled, that was a foul, dot is not. Or they don't make the shot. It's always an excuse. But with us, with women, we're not allowed to make those excuses. We have to just keep pushing. But I feel like that's what makes us so empowered at the end of the day.
That's good. So, Shelby, you are a player and now you're a coach. What strategy or what conversations, what do you do? Because you've been on both sides. How do you successfully impact, motivate, and encourage these young women, because you face the stigmatism, and being a coach, I mean, you feel what they have felt. I mean, you know what it's about. How do you as a coach aid them in maintaining the right mindset to succeed in the sport?
I try to just be as honest as possible and teach them everything I know pretty much about the game. Because I've been there, I've done that. Let me see. I also, I mean, I use basically physical diagrams. Like, I'll get out there and I'll work with them and I'll show them what coach really means when he's just, you know, giving them the verbal command. And that's how I just try to keep them on the same track. I just go out there and show them what they actually need to know instead of just yelling and talking to them, because some people don't get it verbally. You got to be descriptive and get out there like that. But that's how I use, my abilities. I'm more of a show
and I think
coach
and
a talk coach.
Yeah, and saying that, though, that gives them your authenticity and you're transparent because you've been on both sides. You're saying you sort of live the moment with them so that they understand and are able to apply it right then and there at that moment. This is what life is and this is how it looks. And you bring that up. How challenging is it that you all are women, you all are strong, you all are competent, you all are players, and you have a man coach who is not a woman, and we thank God for a coach doing a great job, and he cares, and that's evident. But is it challenging because men don't experience life the way that we do as women? They don't – nothing about what they do and what we do is the same. Do you find it sometimes a little off that the passion that he has or the method that he has in order to get you all to perform – that it's off sometimes? You ever get that feeling? Because women, we're emotional beings. And so sometimes if we're emotional, if we're hormonal, if we're any of those things, and you want us to perform, sometimes you got to talk to us a different way. Is that challenging for you all as athletes and as coach?
Well, as a coach, it is sometimes challenging. And I would, like, have to take him in the office and say, look, coach, such and such is dealing with this, or hey, I'll try to get to her, and try to talk and see where their head is at. And being a female, I mean, he does a great job, like, far as trying to understand a woman. But as like you said earlier, he's not a woman, so that's where I come into play, and I try to do my best on and off the court to keep our girls level headed, to keep them close, and let them know that I've been there. I've probably done a lot of things that they're facing now in life. And it is kind of hard when he's just, you know, nagging. And then, you know, we go through our cycle course and he doesn't quite get that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody reacts different to when we're on cycles. And I just try to step in and be that equalizer, like, to neutralize the situation or whatever. But far as me, I just have a huge heart. And, I just love the girl, so I just try to do everything I can so they can be successful as I was or even better. But far
one
as
thing that
players,
I noticed, yeah,
I'm
one thing that I noticed with Bluefield College sports is that women don't get the same attention as men.
No, God, no, we don't. Our own president don't even see our game.
Say it, child.
I'm just, you know, and because
I'm sorry.
I love you all like you're mine. Y'all know that. I love y'all like you belong to me. Same way I do with the guys, and I've had the guys. This is my second year with them. But I sort of take it personal, and I do. I sort of take it personal when people show up for the men's game and they just sort of happen to fall in while y'all are playing to wait for the men. But it doesn't seem as though people put the same effort to come and support you all. How does that make you feel on campus, that some of the same students that come for the guys game don't come to support you? How do you cope with that on campus? Because you're seeing them in rec, you're seeing them at lunch, you're seeing them at the mall, you're seeing them just walk through campus. They're in your class. And they don't come support you, but they come support guys. How does that make you feel?
To be honest, I let people have it. Seriously, like, the men's team travel with us, and a lot of the times they don't cheer for us, but we're loud cheering for them. And I'm like, okay, y'all expect us to give effort and cheer for y'all, but y'all won't cheer for us. Same with other sports. Like, soccer will be at our game for the men's game, but we'll go to a soccer game and cheer for y'all. So it's like we have to tune them out to try to get them to support us. And if they won't, like, there's nothing that we can do. And it's okay because we're playing for us. So I'm not worried about anybody in the stands. I know my teammates aren't worried about anybody in the stands. We're trying to get this dub for ourselves. And if they support us, that's one thing. If they don't, I mean, it's really on them.
This is Kiera.
It is on them.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, at times, I feel like at the beginning of our game, we really don't have a lot of people there. So it really depends on us and our team to bring the energy, to bring that fun factor and bring that, like, enjoyment to play, like, play for ourselves and not necessarily play for the crowd, because they don't get there until, like, halftime or even fourth quarter before the boys' game. And then they do watch us play, and it's actually interesting to watch us. So we do get some people that do come before the next game at times. So it's kind of just, like, depends on us to bring our enjoyment.
This is AG here.
But,
honestly, I feel like we can't really depend on the students if our own leaders of our university can't even be there to support us. Truth be told.
Boom. Pow. Boom. Again, boom.
I honestly just feel like that. Like, how can we depend on the student body if it's not being an example set for us?
Preach it, baby.
Like, if I'm, you know, leaders are coming in at the fourth quarter of our games or leaving at halftime, not able to sit through it and endure it, like, how can we depend on the student body to be there?
And it's not like we're not good, okay? So it's on them.
I don't think it's a matter of if we're good or not, because we have so many people coming to – I'm not trying to bash any other sports on campus, but coming out to football games and things like that faithfully first quarter out, and we've had a better record for so many years. But it's just because of, I think, you know, it's a male sport and it's football that they want to come to. And it is kind of disheartening because, I mean, we play our hearts out and they see it, especially when they're coming in for the fourth quarter and it's a two-point game. And they're all, like, getting hyped for us and stuff, but they weren't there in the first half to see that. They're just coming in for the boys' game, and it's really upsetting, honestly.
Well, I have to agree. I mean, it's upsetting for me to watch. I had a parent the last game I was at, that Saturday game, I had a parent say to me, "I appreciate you and the energy that you bring and how you attempt to get the students involved and, you know, whatever. And, you know, that Saturday, you know, we had y'all's flop your pictures, and, you know, we were just doing things differently to try to get the people engaged, and especially the students. And so I take it personal because we matter. As women, we matter as students, as staff, as coaches, as players, we matter. And I have to agree, when our faculty and staff are not mindful and wanting to engage in our success in a rounded way, in a complete whole way, as we are a part of Bluefield College, it is disheartening. And you can say, well, if they don't see the need to support us, why then would we expect our student body, our peers, to do it? And it's a challenge. But I'm not going to dwell on that because I'll get salty, and I try not to be salty. I try to smile, y'all. I try to smile. But it's a blessing for me. And I have to thank you, Coach Shelby Key, for seeing something in me that presented the opportunity for me to work closer our young women. And so I appreciate you for that. But
no
the
problem.
Lives that you all lead.
You helped me out in life, and I know I don't have the answers to all the questions. I'm still young myself,
So I go search for answers. As I always told him, if I don't know, I'm going to go find. And I found you. So that's how that happened.
I appreciate it. And
I'm thankful that you stepped right in.
Yeah, I did with ease, with my barrels and everything in my heart, because I love y'all. But as women, you know, we talk about the support that we get or the lack thereof from those that are closest to you. I love seeing your parents and your families make the sacrifices to travel to see you all play. How empowering is that for you, especially for those that are like in Richmond and your parents make the drive to come to your game? What does that do for you, not just as an athlete, but a daughter? How does that make you feel when your family makes that effort to come and be a part of your experience?
I love it, actually. It embarrasses me sometimes because my parents come in there with my shirt on, 00 on the back. They know it's me. Everybody knows it's my parents. But they cheer for the whole team, and it brings the energy that we're missing from our students. So it really makes a huge difference. And I appreciate the traveling anyway. That's a long drive, 5 hours to come see an hour-long game. That's good support, so I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I love it when I can look over and see my family. Oh, this is AG, by the way. I thought they were my closest brother. Sorry. I just love it when I can look over and I can, you know, see my mom and my dad. Or even a couple weeks ago, my little sister was there. And it was just great. It reminded me of, like, high school days, honestly, just always depending and looking over at that. It just makes the experience even better. So, yeah, I definitely love it.
This is Kiera.
What about you, Hannah? Okay,
I love my – oh, sorry, Hannah.
No, you go ahead, Keith.
But I love it. Like, my uncle and aunt got to come to their first game since I played this year, and my mom has came and seen a few games. And then I have my dad who stays all the way in Texas, but he still watches the games online and still supports me. And so I still have that great support system from my whole
That's
family.
Awesome.
It's really a good feeling listening to them after the game about how we did. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's all fun and games until they start yelling, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they become coach and referee.
Yeah, exactly. That's when they
yeah, go ahead. Yeah. It's really, like you said, empowering just to look over there and see your loved ones. My family's always made it a point to come to any game that they possibly can, and just to have that support of doing something that you love from your family is great, and it helps you build confidence in yourself, not only on the court but off the court, because they're just supporting you in everything that you want to do. It is nice to look when, you know, you mess up or something and they already know and you make eye contact with them. It's nice to have that sometimes. But I guess I can speak to the whole group and say, like, we're very grateful for our loved ones coming and supporting us, because they have their own lives and have a bunch going on, but they take the time out to come support us. So it's great.
Yeah. I see that. And I get that sense. I've been grateful to have met some of the parents that have come, and everybody is always so excited, whether it's a win or a loss. You get the sense of how proud they are of each of you. And whatever the case may be, again, whether it's a win or loss, they are proud of you, and they take pleasure in supporting you because they understand your destiny. Sometimes the parents understand what's needed in your life different than you do. Because as a young person, I was like, I'm good. But hindsight now says, man, it would have been nice if. Because when I played high school basketball, my mom was always at my games. And I think you said it, Danae, embarrassing, right? My mom was very vocal and I came from a school where there were only 7 African Americans in my class. 7. And so on our basketball team, it was, you know, the ratio was a little different. I asked you to tell everybody what's going on with
you.
I
know,
where I'm at.
I know how you feel, man.
Yeah, and so, you know, she was very vocal, and always at the coach. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm never going to get to play because she's going to cuss this man out and it's going to be over. But the fact that she cared enough to show up and to make noise, it meant a lot. And so it is. That support goes a lot further than on the court, off the court. It's something that you carry with life. And as women, that's one thing that I'm appreciative of, too. We have a way that even when we have differences, we can put aside our differences and get the job done. I watch you all play ball, and my husband and I have talked about how we wish that the men would do some of the things that you all do on the court that they don't do. Now, my guys will probably be like, Ms. Val, what are you talking about? Well, what do they do that we don't do? I don't think they would not. They would be like, they don't know. There's no way that the girls are doing something that we're not doing, because they would argue me to the end. But there is an aggression and a determination that I see in you women when you're playing ball that the guys don't always give. They just don't. They just sort of go down and throw it up, and they watch to see if it's going to go in, and, oh, it didn't go in. All right, well, let's go back down the court. You all know fundamental ball. So if anybody listens and you've never been to one of our games, come tomorrow. It's senior night. But beyond that, it's going to be an excellent game. Come watch some wonderful women who know fundamental basketball. You all exhibit that you are women, but you are impeccable players, that you know fundamental ball, that when you shoot, when you let go of that ball, you don't just wait. You follow your shot. And when there's time for it, you block out. That's stuff. Well, I ain't even going to go there because, see, I love y'all, though. See, I love y'all.
That's us making up for not being able to dunk.
Right.
So we got to do all the little things.
Don't go that dunk. We're not going there because it's just, well, we're not going there.
I mean, I'm just saying.
We're not going there. I know. It's just wonderful to watch that, again, you all are women. Women in your own right. Women who are strong and independent with great minds and great futures. And yet you are still athletes. You're still basketball players who know fundamentals, who know the game, who have insight, who have stamina, and you can go. And like anything in life, women, like you said, AG, we have to overexert. We have to prove ourselves beyond what someone else has to do. And I'll speak for an African-American woman. Not only do I have to prove myself, not only do I have to do 2 times better because I'm not a man first, but because I'm not a white woman, 3 times harder because. And so, you know, I love all my sisters the same, all my brothers the same, but we understand that there are biases that come being a woman first and then being a woman of color second. And so I'm going to ask you this, Hannah, because on this call you're the minority. You hear me, Hannah? On the call, you're the minority. She's our light-skinned sister, and Hannah is on the call on tonight. Do you ever feel like there are times when, as much as we don't like to acknowledge any biases whatsoever, do you ever feel like sometimes that plays a part? Because I noticed on our Black History table toppers we put out today, Sherelle Morgan, our director of admissions and our BSA lead for students, put stop racism. Do you think that ever plays a part in our sports, our women's sports, and especially women's basketball at Bluefield?
I do see.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come up.
Oh, I'm not afraid because I've seen firsthand, definitely in the classroom. I won't call any names out because I know that I don't know if they would want me specifying them, but I've seen it going awful through the summer and through through programs in which comments are made and, you know, biases in the classroom, things like that. And in basketball at Bluefield, I haven't really seen it on our team because, one, we're a family, and in between our teammates, I don't believe anybody sees color, but I do see it from the outside. And, I mean, I honestly feel for my teammates because I've never had to go through anything like that. And I personally think it's very wrong, and it eats me up, especially to see one of my teammates crying because of the way they've been mistreated. Because they're not just my teammates, they're my family. We go through every day with each other, and to see firsthand what people, like what African Americans go through, especially as women, it's really sad, and it angers me a lot, honestly.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Shelby, as a coach, do you experience, do you see, do you hear? How does that play out? And I know in watching the coaches that come in, there are several women head coaches in our league. Do you think there are challenges, or do you think that they face the bias or the scrutiny as being women coaches for a women's team, or as being an African American woman versus a Caucasian woman? Do you see that?
I don't even really know if it's because I'm African American, but I do find it challenging when I go recruiting. I don't know if it's because I'm young. I don't know if it's because of my dreads, but I do face a lot of like different looks. Like, I'll approach a girl and her family, and she may be Caucasian, and they'll look at me like, wait a minute, you are who? And I mean, and I'll have to take a deep breath, but in my mind, like, I just gotta, you know, just tell myself that, you know, everybody's not brought up the same way, and try to keep it as professional as possible. But I've had faced some encounters of people looking at me different because of who I am, and I don't know if it's my age or if I'm African American or not. But, I mean, it is kind of hard. And being a young woman at this job, period, is hard. I had a recruit parent the other day. I walked up to her and introduced myself, and she told me, I didn't expect you to be a woman. Like, what did she say? I didn't expect you to be a young woman. You're a coach. And I was just like, I don't know what that means. And I was like, well, yes, I'm the assistant coach at Bluefield College, actually. I mean, I graduated from there. I went there. I have a degree. And she was just kind of startled, like, looking at me. But, I mean, it's difficult, and at the same time, I mean, I like challenges, and I'm not – it doesn't make me back down from anything or anything like that. But, yeah, I have faced some of those type of stereotypes. But I just take a deep breath, and I just attack it. I mean.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to say that. God bless you. Well, y'all know
it's
available. Kinda, it's crazy. Kinda, yeah, yeah, make you woosaw sometime, man. Now and again, woosaw, woosaw, woosaw. Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for sharing. So we're down to, I got like 5 minutes left. For young ladies, young girls who aspire to play ball, I want each one of you to take a couple minutes and share your heart and give them words of wisdom based on your experience to empower them to push forward. Danae, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. When I started playing basketball, I was a really nervous person. I had bad anxiety. I always wondered what people thought about my game. And I just want to tell girls who want to play, don't worry about what anybody thinks about you. Have fun doing what you want to do. Make the best out of your experience.
and you can't worry about the outsiders because that's going to affect your game. And as long as you have passion and heart, try to be the best you can be. Work hard all the time. Focus on your craft. Increase your knowledge of the game and get better with time. Don't worry about anybody else.
Thank you, Danae King.
I just want to say nothing is ever, like, given easy. Like, you really have to work hard for it. And being a college basketball player and going through an injury definitely changed my perspective on the game. Like, I had to work hard when I was coming back. And at times, it was upsetting, like, because it wasn't easy, and I just doubted myself, like, why is this coming to me like it was before? But just continue to work hard and trust yourself, and you'll, like, find the right coaches, you'll find the right team and the right family to be with. It doesn't always have to be about going D1 or, like, going to the most known team. You can find a family anywhere, JUCO, D2, D1, D3, NAI, anywhere.
Okay. Thank you. Hannah?
I just say always love the game. Never let anything, anyone, any circumstance, whether it's injury, not being happy somewhere, just keep the love for the game. And another big thing I'd like to is confidence. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you won't ever be able to reach your full potential. Once you get confidence in yourself, you'll see yourself as a player grow in so much more ways. And just play for the love of the game.
Adrian?
Yes, ma'am.
Your thoughts?
You know, coming into college and playing basketball, I had a lot of people, just a lot of people say, like, why are you playing basketball? Why aren't you on the track, running somewhere on the track? Like, you had so much promise in track. Like, why'd you choose basketball? And it hurt for a while, but at the end of the day, like, it took for me to realize I was doing what I love to do, what I could see myself waking up and doing every single day. And then just the support system that I had, not even from just back at home, but, like, here with teammates, like, freshman year, having Shelby here and Mo and Ryan just always on me saying, like, you can do it, like, taking me in. And I was really – it was only two of us, but I was coach's only recruit my freshman year. So I came here not knowing anybody, not knowing anything about the system. Yeah, never saw the school. My first day ever seeing Bluefield College was my first time on campus. But, I mean, I just took faith on with God and just went with it. And then it just worked out that my next year I got Danae and Key here, like, and it just made it better, honestly. So just having that support system and just having that, like Hannah said, having that confidence within yourself and being able to just – you got to be able to love what you do every day, honestly. Just go with what you love and what your heart says, regardless of what anybody else is saying.
That's good stuff. What about you, Coach? What would you say to these young players and even parents who see the potential and they want to aid their children? No, I'm not going to go there because that's a whole different conversation. Let's speak to the little girls.
I would say to the little girls, don't ever let a circumstance stop you from doing what you want to do. Like, there's nothing in this world that can stop you from being who you want to be. And, I mean, if it's basketball, you go out there and do it. Don't ever let nobody tell you you can't or you won't be something in life because you can do it as long as you put your mind to it. I mean, I've been in those shoes from a young one coming from the city. Like, I've been told I wasn't going to go to college, none of that. I wasn't going to make it out of high school, completed all of that. I have a college degree, and I'm a full-time college coach. So I just tell all the young little girls out there, like, whatever you want to do, if it's dance, playing the trumpet, playing basketball, anything, do it. do it to your best abilities and don't stop until you have successfully done whatever you put your mind to that you want to do. But that's pretty much
my
encouragement for you guys.
That's awesome. We have a lot of callers on the line on this evening. If anybody has a question or a comment, you can press 1 and I can bring you live. We've got about 4 minutes left, but I want to open it up to any question or comment that wants to come. Just press 1 and I can bring you live. Hopeful that these are our team. Amen. Go Rams. Go Lady Rams. I'm grateful for everybody who's called in and for those who are in the chat room on tonight for this empowering conversation from the wonderful anointed talent from Bluefield College. We have a caller. Hey, good evening. This is Valerie. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Valerie. This is Michael Cox. This is Danae Zay. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Dad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm listening. That's right. I'm proud of these ladies. Go Bluefield. I'm coming to see y'all tomorrow. Hope y'all play hard. Have a good night tonight and have a better day tomorrow.
Thanks, Dad.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. See y'all. That's
bye.
What I'm
talk to y'all.
About.
That's what I be talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
I knew you were going to get a call.
Hold on. We have another caller. Good evening. This is Valerie. Who are we speaking to?
This is Marbelle.
Hey, Mom.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, boo. Hey, everybody. Let me just say that as a mom who has gone through ups and downs and basketball has been the focus for years, I can't be more proud of who you are, what you all represent, and the way that you have bonded and come through adversity within the team itself. Stay strong, continue to fight. It's not about getting, you know, the W every time. It's about learning life skills. Take what you have right now and allow it to build a foundation for the rest of your life. Your parents love you. We all support you. And have a good game tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. See, we have the best. We have the best. We got the best family in the world. We have the best in the world. We have the best in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. Yay! I'm grateful. That's exciting to me. Wow. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom, for those words. Mm-hmm. Those words. Well, ladies, as they said, tomorrow we have a game. And it's senior day, and we're going to get a win. We're going to get a win.
Sure.
We're going to get a win. Can
for
I get an amen somewhere? We're going to get a win.
Won't he do it? Amen.
Won't he do it? Well, ladies, thank you so much for your time, for what you shared, for how you have empowered our listeners on this evening. I am thankful for my relationship with each of you. And as you are part of Bluefield and Ethan, as you move on in life, know, continue to avail myself to you because I care. Okay?
All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Your mom.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. For my regular listeners, we thank you so much for being with us. We invite you to join us again on Sunday evening at 8 p.m., where my husband and I will be sharing a relevant kingdom message. We're going to talk about when two become one and the revelation that we've gotten from the Holy Spirit about being fruitful and multiplying in the earth. As always, we encourage you at the Empowerment Place, do something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless each of you. We love you, and good night.
Good night.